I'm Steve Small. I'm the director of this production of Dr. Korchak's Example by David Gregg. The reason we're doing this play is because I saw the original production by TAG about 18 years ago, and thought it was a fantastic play for young people.
Stand by for LX 12, please.
This production came about through a conversation I had with Linda Irvin, who is a manager for NHS Lothian, and she had been to Warsaw on holiday, and I asked her if she knew about Dr. Korchak, and I told her about the play, and I lent her the script, thinking she would say, that's a lovely script, but instead she came back and said, we must do this play. So that's the kind of response that you get once every 25 years. So that's how we find ourselves sitting in this storytelling centre, teching for Dr. Korchak's Example.
I've trained them well for a perfect world. How will they survive this one?
Hello, my name is Kai Peacock. I'm working as assistant director on this production of Dr. Korchak's Example, done by Strange Town in January 2018. What has my role been? To assist Steve, to collaborate on the production, to work in the rehearsals with Steve, with Lottie, the stage manager, or the deputy stage manager, and also with the actors to make sure they're prepared, do warm-ups, kind of pose some questions on the creation of the characters, of the integrity of the piece, because it is a historical piece that's based, semi-based on fact. Dr. Korchak was a real live man. At the moment, we're sat in the tech. So I'm sat in the front row with my camera, taking pictures of the actors and for posterity and fun, really. Yeah, it's been a great production to work on. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've kind of taken time off my day job to be able to do this because I believe in the production. I believe that it's a fantastic show that everyone should see, and it's very relevant to now, even though it is based in the 1942 Warsaw ghettos and the difficulty that happened there, and about the change that we all need to accept, and that we can promote what's true, and also the fact that this play, well, not this play, but the writings of Dr. Korchak is what inspired, or was the inspiration behind, the international rights of young people.
These are the rights that Dr. Korchak believed every child should have. The right to love.
The right to respect.
The right to the best conditions to grow and develop. The right to live in the present.
The right to be himself or herself.
The right to make mistakes. The right to fail.
The right to be taken seriously.
The right to desire, claim, and ask. The right to have secrets.
The right to respect for his or her possessions, however small.
The right to a court of his peers. The right to a defence.
The right to commune with God.
The right to education. The right to resist education.
The right to protest.
So that's how the play finishes, and the first one of those that said is the right to love, which I believe happens in the play for Dr. Korchak to the young people in the orphanage, but also it's a coming of age tale of two of the young members of the orphanage, a new one that comes in, Adzio, and an existing one, Stephanie, and their young love that blossoms and grows and changes the outcome of the play.
My name is Katie Innes. I am the set and costume designer, and currently we are sitting through the plotting session by Costas, our lighting designer. Just making it all look beautiful.
I'm Costas. I'm doing the lights for the production of Dr. Korchak.
Alex, go.
So my process as a designer, I tend to sort of read the script, and I really like to do research, visual and historical research on the themes and the context of the play. And so Steve and I early on sort of researched the sort of, obviously, the World War II ghetto side of things, the more period aspects of the play, but also had a look into various things surrounding the idea of, you know, child's play and playgrounds, and how we could combine the sort of, you know, the real life grim world of the ghetto and the playful world of, you know, a child's imagination or a child's playground.
Alex, go. Thank you.
I'm Lottie. I'm the stage manager. I've kind of the glue that's holding all this together, I suppose. Everyone else is good at what they do and I just make sure they're in the right place at the right time.
Thank you very much, guys.
If we could go into
your next monologue, Dodds.
It's a gorgeous little show. First glimpse, it's childlike and fun, but the depth of it is deceptive.
I'm Tallulah Grieve. I play two roles, but the most important one and the one that I play for the majority of the play is a girl called Stephanie, who is an orphan and kind of acts as Dr. Korchak's right-hand woman, as she likes to think of herself. She kind of acts as like a glorified receptionist, I guess, in like a lot of ways. But she's quite young. Oh, they're asking for me. Sorry.
Who are you?
My name is David Durfin.
Hardly more than a boy. Maybe you're an apprentice mechanic from Leipzig.
My role is assistant stage manager to help out with moving set, help out setting it back up and taking it back down and moving it back to where it was. I got involved with Strange Town. I was at school and I got my drama teacher gave me a letter and they're looking for work experience, children aged 16 to 18 to do some work experience backstage, prop making at Strange Town. So I'd done an email to Ruth Holliman, who runs the youth theatre, and had an interview and I got accepted to do it. And I've been doing it since last year.
It's been full on to do a play of this depth and the worth in it, and also the length, and to get the truth and the humour and the characters right to a degree that can do a one-off performance. It's been a lot of work. And today's going well. We seem to be getting through everything. I'm sure the nerves will kick in for us all at some point. But yeah, we'll see how it goes in the run today. Dress rehearsal, couple of hours time, and then the show time.
Hi, we're in the number one bar on the corner of the high street, having just knocked it out of the park, I think, would be fair to say. And we're sorry that Nicola can't be here, and we're sorry that David's too young to be here. And
cheers.
Hello, I'm Fraser McRae. I played Adzio in Dr. Korchak's example. I've had a fantastic time. It's a very, very powerful play. Very lucky to be part of it. I think one of the biggest things that's come out, and also the discussion we were having tonight after the show, it's very much about a play about rights, definitely, but also I think it says a lot about responsibility, which I think is just as equal as rights. You know, responsibility to your fellow man, to other people, and you know, if I sound like a beauty queen, but yeah, I think it makes the world a better place, definitely.
They don't care about your example, Dr. Korchak. They'll care about my knife in their back room.
My name is Fraser Dodds. I played Dr. Korchak. I thought it went really, really well. I thought it's probably the best we've done it. Having the audience helped. They gave us that presence of, right, we are here, we paid to see this, put on a good show, and I thought we did. I thought it went, I thought it went terrifically well. Cheers, mate.
It's like Guinness.
Yeah. Cheers, Steve. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
This play happened. It really happened.